USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official said he'd toss a coin to decide on a potential interest rate hike next month. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Atlanta Fed President Rafael Bostic says he's unsure how much the central bank would raise rates. Specifically, he was talking about either a half point or three quarters of a point increase. Investigators say the McKinney fire in California was potentially sparked by a 60-foot-tall ponderosa pine leaning on power lines, the largest fire in the state, burning over 60,000 acres and killing four people, is still under investigation. A federal judge is getting ready to decide if the affidavit used to execute the search warrant at former President Trump's home in Florida will be unsealed. This comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Students, activists, and advocates are gathering in Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C. to celebrate President Biden's decision to forgive some federal student loans. The president of the National Education Association, Rebecca Pringle, says the federal student loan forgiveness was desperately needed.
For decades, we have struggled with a student loan crisis that holds back our community, our economy, and crushes the dreams of millions of Americans.
People who make less than $125,000 a year are eligible to receive up to $10,000 in federal student loans forgiven. Tennis star Novak Djokovic says he won't compete in this year's U.S. Open. This comes as Djokovic remains unvaccinated against COVID-19 and can't travel to the United States as a result. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Heavy rain led to flash flooding in and around Jackson, Mississippi on Wednesday. Canton resident Leotha Robinson describes the impact of the rushing water.
We got trees growing up in the ditch, couches, chairs, tables, everything down in that ditch, and the water can't go nowhere.
The flooding is so bad in the city that schools were forced to close early. Some residents had to be rescued by first responders, and multiple crashes were reported from cars hydroplaning. A candidate in a Senate race that's drawing a lot of attention is speaking out regarding debates. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The balance of the Senate in November could very well fall into the state of Pennsylvania. The race between Republican Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman. Dr. Oz has called for televised debates for the Commonwealth, and Mr. Fetterman has not committed to any debates. Dr. Oz on Newsmax last night.
The issue really is he's unwilling to come out and defend his far-left radical positions on almost every major issue that would pertain to voters in Pennsylvania, and he's ducking the debates. I've offered and I've accepted five debates from major news organizations, and all he's got to do is say yes to a couple of them. He's probably in previous campaigns agreed to debate, but not this time.
NASCAR drivers getting ready to strap in for some super speedway racing at Daytona International Speedway. The race taking place this Saturday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.